We're with Brent Mackey, the manager of Community Partnerships and Population Program team of ACON. And we also have Tim Chen, Asian Gay Men Project Officer of ACON. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Firstly, for Brent, who and what does AIDS Council of New South Wales or ACON do?
So ACON is Australia's leading LGBTI and lesbian health organisation, and we primarily do HIV prevention, support, education and care, and testing as well. So we're a major non-government organisation in New South Wales that runs a range of programs around HIV and AIDS, including, as I said, education programs, support for HIV-positive people. We also run care programs for HIV-positive people and work within the community generally with people to educate and develop their understanding and awareness of HIV and AIDS.
In Australia, NSW is the most populous state with Australia's largest number of people living with HIV. Brent, can you give us a little bit of background about the numbers of people who suffers HIV, particularly in New South Wales, if you have?
There's around 10,000 people in New South Wales who at the moment are living with HIV. We like to call it living with HIV. And for most people, their lives, because of the new treatments, the new availability of treatments and healthcare, they lead very normal, functioning lives, very healthy lives. But there's about 10,000 people, and around 300 to 400 people a year become infected in New South Wales with HIV.
Yeah, that's a big number, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tim, as the Asian Gay Men Project Officer, what do you do in terms of the projects of ACON?
Yeah, so the Asian Gay Men's Project at ACON, well, we produce the resources for Asian gay men. We have a workshop, educational workshop, social events, and also forums targeting Asian gay men. And we want to build up resilient Asian gay men's communities in Sydney. And that's basically what my project do.
Are there any Filipinos who are involved in your projects?
Yes, there are. For example, but like ACON, we have a designer from a Filipino background. And also the project officer, Asian Gay Men's Project started from 1988. And the first two project officers were from a Filipino background. And from last year, we conducted a survey called a Gay Asian Men Community Survey. And we had the survey about Asian gay men's sexual behavior. And this research project had about 60 gay men from Filipino backgrounds involved. And also my project has a partnership with the Filipino organization in Sydney called FLATCOM. And every year this organization organizes a Mardi Gras International Queen event and sexual beauty pageant. And we have a partnership with this organization. They also donate money to ACON's Asian Gay Men's Project.
Oh, that's good to know. I know one of the main person of FLATCOM is Charles Chan.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
He was involved in the Gay Asian Men Community Survey last year as well.
So they're doing a great job in terms of awareness about AIDS and HIV, I think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if I could, the Red Ribbon Appeal year for the World AIDS Day is a really important way the broader community can become aware and involved in HIV and can donate money, but also raise awareness about HIV and HIV-positive people. So it can involve the whole community, including the whole Filipino community, not just the gay community.
You have mentioned World AIDS Day, December 1. Brent, yeah. What's happening?
So there's a range of activities that are going on, and obviously a lot of it is around media and getting publicity out there and building awareness in the broader community. We're also doing an appeal. We work a lot on fundraised money, as Tim mentioned, and we'll be our red ribbons, asking for donations for red ribbons, a gold coin or more, in order to raise awareness of HIV, but also to raise money for groups like ACON and the Asian Gay Men's Project.
When we talk about AIDS, it is a syndrome caused by HIV virus. So when we talk about AIDS, we also talk about HIV.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. It's also important to note of the sexually transmitted infections. Why is it necessary for people to have tests for sexually transmitted infections?
Most sexually transmitted infections, in fact, all can be treated these days. For a range of the more common ones like gonorrhea and syphilis and so forth, there's a very simple treatment for those, and people should get tested and treated if they've got any concerns that they may have been infected with an STI. For HIV, there are a range of great treatments available as well. Obviously, it becomes a lifelong manageable condition, but they're very effective at managing it and ensuring that the person who is infected will have a healthy and fulfilling and long life. So again, it's really important if you have concerns about HIV to get tested and get informed of your options. And if you are tested positive for HIV, and then to consider going on treatments and getting proper advice from a medical practitioner, a GP or doctor. It's really important in Australia to get that health information and get tested. So we're really promoting that as part of the work of ACON, as well as prevention activities. We obviously have a lot of prevention activities for both STIs and HIV.
Why is it that a large number of those or people who have HIV or AIDS are from the LGBTI community?
In Australia, the epidemic really started off in the gay community. It was spread through unprotected sex within the gay community. And due to our very effective prevention activities over the years, it's remained there. Like we have very effective needle and syringe programs, so it hasn't gone into the injecting drug use community. And we also have been very effective at educating heterosexual people as well, which is fantastic news. So most infections in Australia do occur within the gay community, and it's about managing that here. That's not true, of course, throughout the world, where epidemics have taken hold in other communities for a range of reasons. And so if you look in Asia and Africa, you see a lot of heterosexual people who are infected. It's a very different epidemic in those countries, and including in the Philippines. Obviously, they need to take different measures to combat that. But in Australia, 80% of new infections are amongst homosexuals. And so that's where we target our efforts here in Australia.
Tim, what can people do to prevent getting sexually transmitted infections or HIV?
Well, I think people should get tested more often. So we suggest people, if they have a very active sex life 4 times every year, STI testing and HIV testing as well. So look, like ACOM, we provided a service called a rapid HIV test, ATEST. So it's a peer-based test system. We have a nurse, we have peer educator. People can get a rapid HIV test in 10 minutes. They will know their HIV result, and also they will do a standard blood test, and also the STI screens. So we produce resources. We also promote testing among gay men, also Asian gay men, so people get to know early and then get treatment, so that we can prevent STIs and HIV.
Mm. And I'd also add that it's important that people when they're practicing sex to use a condom to prevent HIV and STIs. So using a condom is a very effective means of preventing infection. There are also some newer technologies around, including PrEP and PEP, which are prophylaxis treatments for HIV. And people now can take a pill a day in order to prevent HIV infection. That's more common amongst high-risk groups and high-risk people rather than the general community. But certainly there are a range of options now to prevent HIV.
So the most important thing is to get tested and do something to prevent it.
Yes.
Lastly, important message to all the people who suffers HIV and to their families and friends.
For the people with HIV, people living with HIV out there in the community, you're not alone. There's a great deal of community support. Get tested. Look at your treatment options, and you'll live a very long and healthy life as a result. So get support, get educated, and get tested and treated. Really important.
Tim, where can people get information from?
Well, in terms of HIV, they can always go to ACON's website, for example, Ending HIV. And also for the people who are newly diagnosed with HIV, they can also join the workshop called Genesis, so they can meet the peers. If they want to hang out with a gay man from Asian background, they can always check my Facebook page, Here for Asian Gay Men, or ACON's Here for Asian Gay Men website. They can join the workshop, they can join the social events, they can also join the forums. There are multiple ways to get engaged in the Asian community in Sydney.
It's important to be aware.
Awareness is a great thing.
Thank you very much, Brent Mackey and Tim Chen from the ACON, or AIDS Council of New South Wales.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.